This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it's another edition of Creative Impact. Each week, we focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and community, and who better to partner with than the Arts Alliance. Deb Pollack is our content partner, and she serves as president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Welcome back. Always good to see you.
Always good to be here, David. Hey, did you know that there's a secret society right here in Washtenaw County?
I did hear you were a part of the Illuminati.
That's not me. I'm not part of this group. This group is...
Not what we're talking about.
Nope, not what we're talking about. This group are people from all walks of life. Doctors, lawyers, teachers, elected officials like drain commissioners, professionals, tradespeople, and even stay-at-home parents.
Right.
Yeah, so at night and on weekends, they change their persona. They grab their gear and they head to known or obscure venues, and they do what people have done since the beginning of time.
And thank goodness they do it.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes they're paid, sometimes they do it for free. And, you know, they might be living right next door to you. Beware.
Bands are everywhere.
Bands and people who play instruments and are musicians. Yes, David, our guest today has decided that it's time to break out and tell the world about this secret society. Meet Alan Harris. Alan is a known professional as an attorney by day, and he is vice president and general counsel at Atwell LLC. And at night, though, Alan transforms into, well, a musician. He is a drummer and vocalist for at least local bands. Let's get more of his story.
Three local bands. That's a lot. Welcome to Creative Impact, Alan.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
As Deb called it, a secret society of sorts. It's a rather extensive group of people who are in bands and musical groups around town. As I mentioned, you're in three. You have Four Roses, you have the Harris Jazz Quartet, and you have Naked Ace. Now, before we go any further, I have to understand, where did that name come from, and can we actually tell the story?
You mean the Naked Ace name?
Yes, yes.
So sure, I can tell the story. Like most good band names, or many good band names, have attached in the early hours after some celebratory activities.
This one
over a card game, and the derivation is if you play euchre, if you're a euchre player, and if you've got no bowers and you call it up, you've got a Naked Ace. So
I love that turned out to be a family-ready story.
It's a Michigan story.
It's a Michigan story. It's a Michigan band based here in Ann Arbor.
So tell us a little bit about your bandmates.
There's three bands, and it's really, you know, friends, started out as friends or certainly become friends and neighbors in some instances. There's some crossover in the three bands. I think I'm the only one who's technically in all three, but several people are in two of the three. And we get together on various evenings to try to do a little rehearsal. And then across the three bands, we probably play 15 to 20 times a year, mostly around town.
When did you start playing music? Or better, when did you transform from music student to musician?
So I've played a variety of instruments. Most of my life studied drums in grade school. I play a variety of the percussion instruments, so including piano, guitar, bass, those types of things. And to me, I don't think you ever really graduate. It's a lifelong study, and really learning how to listen is critically important to the people you're playing with. And I was listening to some fantastic jazz in your green room that inspired me a little bit just before we walked in here. So I don't really think you ever become that. I read a great quote yesterday, which is, if you're practicing sounds good, you're probably practicing the wrong thing.
I love it.
I do love it.
So was law always your career direction, or was there a decision point?
I'd say it probably was always the direction, although I can't. I'm probably too old now to remember exactly how it played out. But I went from college to law school, and then worked in the federal court system, and then practiced in a couple of different law firms for the better part of a quarter century. But I've been playing music since I was very young, and always kind of been in a band. I think the first band I was in fourth grade, we played We Will Rock You at the talent show.
Everyone would play that, right?
You know, and on from there through high school, certainly a lot of jazz in high school and junior high school, college, jazz, rock, those types of things. Played in pit bands for school shows, those types of things as well. And then all the way up until where we are today.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and we're talking with Alan Harris. Alan is an attorney by day, a musician and band member by night. Is there something that you get from playing music that you don't get from law, or do they work in concert with one another to kind of complete you?
I would say the latter, which I think is true about probably maybe everything in life. I mean, it's all a combination that makes that provides the kind of whole you. Music is certainly a giant part of my life and brings me tremendous joy and peace. And
but
just
you
fun
still
times,
couldn't imagine a life without the law.
My work right now is a combination of law and kind of on the corporate side. There's certainly aspects of it that are similar to what I did when I was purely practicing law, but for the most part, it doesn't relate a lot to the type of work that I did before, which was primarily trial work.
So it's not unusual, of course, for people to have hobbies and to do things outside of their professional life. How do your colleagues look at what you do? What do they say? Do they come see you when you're playing?
They do. I would say when I practiced in a law firm, a little more exasperated looks of shock when they would, you know, learn that you're, you know, singing Stones tunes or Beatles tunes or whatever it is. Not so much. We have many musicians actually at Atwell. Several different folks are in bands, so it's a lot of fun. And we'll get together and do some different things. It's fun.
We all know that being an attorney is a time-consuming profession. Learning to perfect or come close to perfecting your craft as a musician, also very time-consuming. But you also have a family. Where do you find the balance so that you can serve all three of these masters?
We have a very musical family. My wife is in one of the bands, and both my boys are musicians, drummers. It's always been kind of a juggling act to get everything done that you want to get done, and you know, just find a way to make it work.
What defines a musician for you?
To me, I think it's got to be two things, really. I think it's what you want it to be. So I would never say it's really a level of achievement, because beginners who are able to get the joy out of it and create something, you know, they're musicians, and then professionals, of course, you know, at their level of expertise. I think a lot of it is listening and learning to play by listening to what others are doing around you, so that you can maximize what you're creating and not just playing what you want to play, but playing something that makes something.
I think a lot of times when people start out, they've been inspired by their favorite bands, their favorite artists, and they have similar visions of achieving the glory, the fame, and the acknowledgement of a kind of widespread success. You kind of haven't gone in that direction. Was there a crossroads for you where you had to decide it's either law or I'm going to go try and so-called make it?
You know, there was a bit, although I don't know how seriously, looking back on it, I considered it, but literally the Sunday night before law school started, which was in Washington, D.C., I was at what was then a famous jazz club, unfortunately doesn't exist anymore, called One Step Down on the edge of Georgetown, and I was at a kind of afternoon jam session where you sit around and wait for an opportunity to play, and after I played, you know, a fellow came up to me and asked me to be in his house band 5 nights a week, and there was a bit of a crossroads, but, you know, to be honest, not a huge decision at that point that I would not go to law school the next day. But, you know, I think looking back on it now, the multimedia and the technology and things are so different. If I could wind the clock back now and have all the kind of opportunities that exist to create music and get your music out there and do different things that exist today, possibly a different decision path. But, you know, I play a lot of music, and my work has provided me the ability to do that, so it's all worked out for the best.
No regrets whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Well, I know that that this has given you great joy in your life, and you've been involved with a lot of cultural and arts and cultural things in the community. So thanks for that, and thanks for sharing a little bit about the Secret Society of Musicians in our community. And we appreciate your visit to the studio and being on Creative Impact.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Alan.
It's been great to be on. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Alan Harris, attorney by day and musician and band member by night. And Deb Pollack, we'll see you again next week.
Absolutely, with another creative guest.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.